Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Now, it's the Super Rugby final tomorrow, and our sports reporter Mark Lewis has travelled to New Zealand to cover the event for us. Are you wondering whether the Lions stand any chance of toppling the Crusaders and bringing that trophy home? It would be the first time a South African team has done so since 2010 if they could pull it off, but it's going to be a very, very big ask indeed. I don't know so much about rugby, so I like to turn to the experts for this one. And earlier today, I caught up with Mark on the line from Christchurch. Mark, I know you flew over on Tuesday. I'm chatting to you now Friday, and interested in knowing how you've adjusted to the jet lag. Obviously, partly out of my concern for your well-being as a colleague, but quite importantly because it has key implications for the Lions facing the same predicament.
Well, I must tell you that the Lions have far better prepared and planned for their sleeping habits, I assure you. They have a real scientific approach to it, actually. I was chatting to Warren Whiteley earlier on this week, and he was reminding me that they still haven't moved over to Christchurch time. In fact, they have worked out an algorithm that apparently suggests that by remaining on Perth time, they'll be able to deal with a late kickoff tomorrow evening. So they have a real scientific approach. My approach was sleep about 2 hours this morning, wake up at 3 a.m. And not really be able to do much else other than that. So I need to pick up that algorithm that the Lions have, because it certainly has not worked for me.
Okay, that's really interesting to know, because, of course, a lot of the critics are saying they haven't got a hope of winning tomorrow. They've been in this position before in 2016, having to travel for the final. They were hammered by the Hurricanes by 20 points to 3 that time round, and we can expect a similar outcome. Do you agree with those critics, or do you think we can be a bit more hopeful this time round?
I think we can definitely be a little more hopeful, but I think to put the Lions as favourites would certainly be a very, very bad mistake. There's no denying that this Crusaders side is absolutely outstanding. I mean, it is packed top to bottom with All Blacks. They're playing at home. Let me just remind you that it's currently 3 degrees where I am right now. Oh. So no matter where you come from in South Africa, there is just nowhere that you can feel comfortable in this. We also have 88% chance precipitation tomorrow. So if you picture gusting winds, rain, and 3 degrees temperature, for travelling South Africans to play against a star-studded, all-black, filled Crusaders team, naturally you are going to be on the back foot. They have lost that 2016 final. They lost the 2017 final. So the Lions will certainly be hoping that it's third-time lucky this time around in 2018. But there's no denying that their back certainly will be up against the wall against a very, very good side that will feel very at home in the wet and cold conditions in Christchurch.
Yeah. Having said that, how confident are they? Because they're coming into the final having scored the most tries in the season, if I'm not mistaken.
They've been outstanding. They really have. And let's not deny that. They've played some absolutely beautiful rugby. And the trick there as well is that the majority of that so-called beautiful rugby that they've been playing has been done at Emirates Airline Park, where more often than not, you'll have a beautiful winter's afternoon up on the high veld where the ball will travel miles, and you'll have a nice warm afternoon. And that's where you'll see the Flyers in that Lions team out wide really doing some wonderful things. They love to express themselves. They love to run the ball. They love to be attacking. And I need to just go back to the weather. In 3 degrees with rain and wind, it's very difficult to play that kind of game. So before you even start tackling the Crusaders, you need to tackle the weather, knowing that you have to change your game plan. You cannot be brave. You cannot throw the ball carelessly out wide, because the weather will simply not allow you to do it. So there certainly will have to be some adaptations to the Lions game, which already suggests that that flair that we've watched them play all season long in scoring all those tries might slightly be reduced. But having spoken to the players today at the captain's run, it was the final practice before the final gets underway tomorrow. I love that there were big smiles. Everyone was having a chat. They all seemed very well rested, all seemed very calm, no nerves, no fear as well. And everyone is saying that if there ever was a team that would be able to beat the Crusaders in New Zealand, it definitely is this Lions outfit.
Are there any injury or fitness concerns for us going in?
Apiwa Dyanti, who's been an absolute star, he's made his debut for the Springboks this year, and in his debut season of Super Rugby, he's been a shining light for the Lions. He unfortunately has a hamstring injury, so it sees another Springbok in Courtney Skosana come into the side. So I think as soon as you discuss one Springbok for another, there shouldn't be any fears as to whether or not the new man coming in will be dropping the ball. I know that Carl Brink comes into the side as well, into the match day 23, but it's a tried and tested match day squad from Swayze to Brain. You mentioned the wonderful attacking form. These players have been doing it all season long. And again, I have to just say, if they can put the weather aside, they can put that bravery up there and try and put it together, maybe we might see something very, very special at the AMI Stadium tomorrow night.
Okay, Mark, am I going to ask you to nail your colours to the wall? Do you want to give us any kind of prediction on the scoreline tomorrow morning?
Oh, dear. I'm going to sound so un-South African if I tell you that the Lions are going to lose, because, of course, my heart would love them to win, but I've watched the Crusaders train. I've seen what's coming around tomorrow night as far as the weather is concerned. I've also noticed how intimate and small the AMI Stadium is. The fans are really on top of you, and at the maximum capacity of only 20,000 in modern-day rugby, that's very, very small. And I think to have 20-odd thousand New Zealanders screaming on top of you in 3 degrees rain and you know, practical snow coming down against an all-black-laden side, it's going to take something very special for the Crusaders to go on and lose this final. So it's one of those head and heart are telling me two very different things, and I might just have to unfortunately say the Crusaders will walk away with it, but boy, oh boy, I would love the Lions to prove me wrong.
Wouldn't we all? Mark Lewis, thanks so much. We'll let you get back inside to warm up. Thanks for making time to chat to us, and enjoy the time down in New Zealand.